I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, I'll tell you this. What you're witnessing here in this case is just an opportunity for the government, the leftist Democrat government of the city of St. Louis, to persecute us for doing no more than exercising our Second Amendment rights. Every single human being who was in front of my house was a criminal trespasser. They broke down our gate. They trespassed on our property. Not a single one of those people is now charged with anything. We're charged with felonies that could cost us 4 years of our life and our law licenses. To everybody out there that's thinking about voting for Joe Biden, the Harris-Biden administration, this is a sign of the times and things to come. The government that views its task as protecting criminals from honest citizens rather than protecting citizens from honest criminals. Protecting honest citizens from criminals. Every one of those people is a criminal. There's no doubt about it. The government chooses to persecute us for doing no more than exercising our right to defend ourselves, our home, our property, and our family. And now we're getting drugged here time after time after time. And for what? We didn't fire a shot. People that were violently and protesting in front of our house and screaming death threats and threats of rape and threats of arson. Nobody gets charged, but we get charged.
What do you think about the concern that the circuit attorney's office altered the gun that your wife was holding to turn it from a non-working gun into an operable weapon?
If that doesn't frighten all of you, that the government's willing to do that just to take a political advantage of this case, to make us, to intimidate people that might think about defending themselves against the mob, then you need to be afraid of that. If the government's willing to go to that level just to make a case against us, not because we committed any crime, but because we had the gall to protect our home and our family against the mob, then you should all be very afraid of what's coming down the road for us if we don't re-elect Donald Trump.
Just let me ask you just where you're at today, how frustrating this is for you, and what are your emotions today?
Oh, no comment. Thank you pretty much, Governor.